Qualifying with an M16 is something all Iowa soldiers must do.
Are we ready in the right? Firing line is now ready. Commence firing.
Firing at silhouette targets from the prone position, this elite unit is not your typical rifle company. It has won too many marksmanship awards to mention. It is the 34th Army Band.
Everyone came to the band because they like to play music. They may not have ever shot a weapon before, but they take instructions well.
First Sergeant Brent Krumbholz has been playing trombone in the band for 26 years.
There's a great degree of attention to detail that crosses over from one discipline to the next.
Under the baton of Chief Warrant Officer Kent Westlink, who teaches high school band in Clarion, the Army unit is at full strength with 50 members. At Camp Dodge last week, the musicians were rehearsing the marches they'll perform in tomorrow's parade.
The next selection we let's play is Washington Post.
Based in Fairfield, the band's history extends back to 1918. It has performed at the Chicago World's Fair, for General Eisenhower, for dignitaries in Europe, and at President Hoover's funeral. They suffered casualties in World War II.
This tape you are listening to was made on the 25th of October, 1964.
Former Commander Calvin Lowell introduced this recording as music for marching. Over the years, the band's repertoire has expanded. To appeal to different vets from different wars, it breaks down into smaller ensembles to play big band music, jazz, and rock and roll. There's a brass quintet and drum and fife corps. In this old recording, the group performed La Bamba at the Val Air Ballroom. Today's band continues the tradition of drawing melodic talent from the same family, like brother and sister Bill and Valerie Scheidecker, and Bill's wife, Bethany. Who's the best shot on the range?
Oh, I guess last year it would have been Bill.
We take turns.
We're always really close.
Yep.
Who's the best musician in the band?
Oh, Bill.
Bill.
Who's the best vocalist?
There we go. Valerie, definitely.
Who's the best wife?
Oh, definitely Bethany. She's also a great music librarian.
The Army Band has not been deployed to any war zones in recent history, but Commander Westlink says it is ready.
Many of the bands that get deployed, their mission when they go overseas is still to perform music and instill that will to fight and win in the troops over there and bring a little bit of home to the soldiers. So that's part of our strength as a unit is to be able to do that.
The 34th may be too valuable at home to be sent abroad. It was activated for flood duty in 2008, but making music is the primary mission with more than 50 appearances last year. Staff Sergeant Jason Glass plays saxophone.
The standards for us need to be higher because we are so publicly visible. So we know that we are the face of the Guard in many ways, and when people see us, they're going to have an impression of the entire Iowa Guard based on how we behave and how we look, and we take that very seriously.
Tomorrow's parade will be Iowa's biggest salute to veterans since the homecoming 21 years ago after the Persian Gulf War. The 34th Army Band will supply the march music with dozens of other units participating, from F-16 fighter jets to the Clydesdale horses. It leaves the state capitol at 10 and concludes at Veterans Auditorium. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.